Welcome to American Indian and Alaskan Native Living, a program designed to educate and inspire listeners throughout Indian country. American Indian and Alaskan Native Living is hosted by Dr. David DeRose, a board-certified specialist in both internal medicine and preventive medicine. Dr. DeRose has a wide range of experience with Native health issues, and he is here today to help you learn more about your health. Here is Dr. DeRose.
Welcome to American Indian and Alaska Native Living. I'm Dr. David DeRose. It is exciting to have you joining us on today's show. It's exciting because we're in an exciting environment. We're at the ASI International Convention in Orlando, Florida, and we are visiting with folks who are making a difference throughout the country, especially some who are making a difference in Indian country. Sitting across from me, Kenneth Kirtley. Kenneth, it is great to have you with us.
Nice to meet you. Thanks for having me.
Kenneth, I was so glad to meet you because I've been hearing about this new radio network serving the Navajo Nation. Tell us a little bit about why you're here at this international convention.
So this is my first ASI convention. I'm the new program director for Diné Adventist Radio. So this ministry came to me back in, I would say, 2019. One of our AWR representatives, Alan Steele, came to me. And at that time, it was just, this is what we're planning to do. We have a couple of FM stations that we want to put into this network. So, and he knew that I was in radio because I've been doing radio for 23 years.
Wow.
And my pastor at the time told him, like, hey, we have this guy that's been doing radio. So Alan came to me and was like, this is what we're planning to do. And my wife, she's Native American. And so he came to me. He's like, would you like to be involved in this? And at the time, I was like, okay, sure. You know, I'll be involved with it. But it was just pretty much on paper. There was nothing going on at the time. And then fast forward to 2024, he came to me again. It's like, hey, we have the funding. We are building this new network. And, you know, here I am now. You know, but I would say, because I was at the point at that time that I wanted to get out of radio. Because I was in radio for 20-something years. And I was just commercial radio, so I was kind of tired of it. You know, it was just wearing on me.
Uh-huh.
And then this came about, and I told my wife at the time, because there was a lot of ups and downs, you know, we needed funding. We can't bring you on unless there's funding. And I told my wife, I was like, all right, if this doesn't happen by December, and we were maybe in October at the time, then I'm going to move on. A week before December, I got the call, we got the funding, we're going to be moving forward. So here we are now.
Well, this is exciting. So you married a Navajo woman.
Yes, sir.
And you guys have been together for how long?
15 years.
So you've got a number of children. And as you and I talked before the show, my understanding was you really kind of saw this as a way for your family to kind of give back to the Navajo Nation.
Yeah, because whenever I was talking about getting out of radio, it was just wearing on me because I was doing 13-hour days.
Wow.
And I told my wife, like I said, she was very instrumental in this because I knew it was important that the, you know, Native Americans on the reservation, because the Navajo Nation is huge.
Right.
We got parts in New Mexico, Arizona, Colorado, Utah, and not a lot of Native Americans are able to hear Jesus, the word. So we're trying to bring that into their homes via the radio. And she would always tell me about that even before I came on board, you know, how hard it was, the struggle for elders that can't leave the reservation or just don't have the electricity or anything. Just hearing her talk to me about that, it was important to her. And, you know, it is important to me because I want to make her, I want our family to have something to fall back on, you know, for their kids. And so she was really instrumental in bringing me on.
So let me frame this for our listeners. So a number of you tune into our show, you hear us on Christian networks. There's a number of Christian networks that carry the show. A number of you listen to us on Native Voice One, so secular Native networks, and you hear about things that are mission-driven by churches. The Seventh-day Adventist Church has been involved with this particular radio show for over two decades. They're the ones that envisioned it. A Native leader said, I want to make a difference in Indian country. And so you have this faith-based focus, but at the same time, we're trying to help people, yes, those who are interested in, you know, spiritual strengthening. I know you're doing that there, but also you have this strong emphasis on health, physical health. I'm looking at the flyer. It's a beautiful flyer, and I've gathered that you might have had a hand.
That was one of my, I got a graphic design degree. So since we are such a small ministry, a lot of us have more than one job. So I'm the program director. I produce the stuff. I do the graphic design. I created the logo. That's why I think God was building me up in the 20 plus years with everything. So that way I can bring it to this station. And that's the way I feel. That's what kept me in it.
No, it's exciting. So you, if someone were to see this, is this a, some rock formation?
In Window Rock.
Okay.
I believe this is
that Monument Valley, maybe?
Monument Valley, yes.
Okay. And then what we've got here, hope, health, and healing.
Yeah, so basically the hope, health, and healing, this goes back to the elders on the reservation, because a lot of them, and I learned a lot of this from my wife, you know, just having conversations with her before this, that a lot of Native Americans on the reservations may not pay a particular amount of attention to the health, you know, and so that's one of the things, because maybe they're not able to leave the reservation, they, you know, want to stay, you know, stay put. And so that's what we want to do with this radio station, is be able to bring those messages to them. Health tips, you know, bring, like I said, a lot of them can't leave, bringing hope through the messages that we play, and just, you know, health tips, everyday health tips, you know, because alcoholism may be a big part of, you know, on the reservation. And some people may just might not want to let anybody know that they're having issues. So if they have a radio, we want to be able to bring those messages to them.
So one of the things that inspires me about what you're doing is, yes, you've shared with us already, you have a spiritual, a Christian motivation. And I know folks throughout Indian country, many of them, they resonate with that. But there's a lot of folks that when they hear Christian, that's very distancing. Maybe they have family members that went through a boarding school that called themselves Christian, but a lot of people would say it was anything but that.
Right.
And so we've got this tension. And what I see you doing, the little I know about the network, and we're going to talk about it more just so folks can get acquainted with it, is, yes, you want people that are open to a Christian message of hope and healing. You're sharing that and some of the programming, but you're also airing shows like ours.
Exactly.
That have more health content, practical health information. What kind of a lineup do you have as far as programming at this point?
So right now, since we're still fairly new, we have, I guess, a good majority of acquired programming. We are your program, which people love, by the way. But what we're trying to do is do more local programming. So
right.
I told myself that my voice would never be on the station unless I absolutely had to. Right. The reason, because, you know, we want it to be produced by Native Americans. We want it to be voiced. We want, you know, pretty much every part of the production to be done by, you know, a Native American. And that's just because, you know, it's their station. And like I tell them, I'm not here to tell you what you should listen to. I want you to tell me what you want to listen to, and then I'll put it out there.
Wow.
That's been my stance ever since. You know, I have my wife on there. She voices stuff. My daughter, she voices stuff. My son, he's only 4, so he can
do much. Okay.
But, you know, and I want to stick to that. You know, I want it to be something that they could be proud of.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I mean, so we have Jesus Behojo.
Huh.
That's Jesus is our well-being. That's one of our local programs that we do every Monday and Friday.
Okay.
And actually, our host, she was just floating around here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She guys just floating. Maybe we can get her behind.
Yeah, I was going to tell her we'll stick around. Okay. But yeah, so her and her co-host out of Missouri, they do a weekly program based on mental health because they're both licensed clinical workers.
So I like that.
Yeah, it's a great program. So we do that every week. And then we also have A Beautiful Life. That's one of our flagship shows that we've been airing for, I want to say, 5-6 years.
Wow.
And so basically that's just, you know, we have our different churches around the reservation. Every month they'll do a program. We'll get it translated into Navajo, and then we'll do some children's stories. I mean, those two are pretty much our flagship shows.
So I know you've got some of your team here. We're hoping
right.
maybe hear from some of them during this interview or a subsequent show.
Absolutely,
we're recording a number of them here. But I want to talk a little bit more about the background, the roots of the show. You shared a little bit with us that it's really launched recently, and it's a network. You have multiple stations
exactly
throughout the Navajo Nation. Am I hearing that right?
Yeah. So our hope is to have 3 full-power FM stations, mm-hmm. and we have four low-power FM stations. And this is pretty much because the Navajo Nation is a big, it's the largest Indian reservation. So we want to cover as much of it as we can. And unfortunately, we can't do that with just one signal. We have to spread them out. We have a map that I'm looking at right now. So pretty much our first full-power FM station covers about, it's a 6,000-watt FM antenna. And that's out in Arizona around Tuba City.
Easy.
And then we currently are just about to launch our next full-power FM station, which is going to be covering pretty much out in Arizona, still Kinlichi and Caibito and Kayenta.
That whole region.
That whole region. So that's a 10,000-watt full-power FM station. Mm-hmm. And then another one, which we're currently raising funds for, is out in Gallup, New Mexico.
Okay.
So that's where our main headquarters is for Dene Adventist Radio, is in Gallup, New Mexico.
Okay.
So, and then a couple of other low-power FM stations out in Window Rock, Arizona, Holbrook, and then Waterflow in Farmington, New Mexico. So we're trying to build that network of, you know, so that way we can reach as many people as we can. And our live stream reaches everywhere around the world.
No, this is tremendous. So I want to pick up on several things. First of all, some folks, they're hearing that you're not only broadcasting in English, but in Navajo.
Yeah.
So if, I mean, folks in Indian country, they realize the Navajo Nation is everywhere. I mean, we've got Navajo tribal members throughout the country. If someone's wanting to listen to programming on a live stream, maybe they're going to school in Boston,
yep,
or they're, you know, in California, they've moved out there. How would someone listen to your show online?
So we have a couple of different ways. We can always go to our live stream at DineAdventistRadio.org. Mm-hmm. It's DineAdventistRadio.org. And there's a live listen. You can listen to that. Or we're on the TuneIn Radio app. We're also on the AWR Live app, which was just recently added. And yeah, I mean, we've been getting some good response just on our live stream,
mm-hmm,
you know, with people listening. And I was looking in Spain, we're having,
really,
people listening in Mexico, and a lot of them over, you know, out of the U.S.
All over the world.
Yeah, all over the world.
That was exciting.
Because I don't want to scare people away, you know, just by saying, you know, it is for our Native American, but we do have stuff in English and in Navajo, and it's for everybody.
So let me make sure I've got the website down. It's Dene Adventist Radio, DineAdventist Radio.org. And you basically have a listen live option there.
Yeah, you can go to the website, click listen live. It'll take you to our live stream. So you can listen anywhere in the world.
This is exciting. Now, here's something else. We want to touch on this. You mentioned that you're raising funds for other stations so that you can broadcast on a broader,
exactly,
geographic window,
yeah,
if you will,
yeah,
throughout the Navajo Nation. Tell us a little bit about, if someone wanted to say, hey, you know, I love this vision, whether they're Navajo or not, they're saying,
right,
hey, this sounds tremendous. I'd like to help support it. I want to see a station go in Gallup, because you don't have one operating there yet.
Yeah, so we don't have one operating there yet. We're currently raising the funds for the tower and for everything to get it put up, hopefully, crossing fingers, by the end of this year.
So we're recording in 2025, and you're hoping by the end of this year to launch,
right,
this. Of course, you have a need for additional funding. How can someone say, hey, I want to make a donation?
They can also go to our website at DineAdventistRadio.org. And there's a button there that says donate, and we try to make it as easy as possible, because I don't like to go through a lot of windows just to do, if I want to donate something, I just want to donate it.
Fair enough.
You know, so you can set it up as a one-time thing. You could do recurring, and we try to make it as easy as possible to donate. And that the easiest way would be at DineAdventistRadio.org.
We got it. The one place to go if you want to learn more about the network, if you want to help support it, maybe you've got some programming content. Are you open to that as well?
Absolutely. Like, we're sure, like the more local programming we can get, yes.
Wonderful. DineAdventistRadio.org. We got to step away just briefly. We're going to be back with more from the ASI International Convention in Orlando, Florida. I'm Dr. David DeRose. Stay tuned.
Today's broadcast has been pre-recorded. However, if you have questions about today's show or would like further information, please reach out to us on the web at aianl.org. That stands for American Indian Alaska Native Living. Again, aianl.org. Or you can call us at 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673. We'll be right back after this.
We are strong, we are resilient, and we will get through this together. But these are stressful times, and it's important to also practice good self-care. It's normal to feel overwhelmed, anxious, or afraid, but there is hope. Reach out to someone, connect with your friends, stay in touch with your community, and know that you are not alone. Learn more at wearebroadcasters.com/hope. Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
When Jim died, I wondered if I would be able to keep the farm. Then I heard about the USDA's loan program for socially disadvantaged farmers and ranchers. It's for women and minorities who may be having trouble getting credit. Once I was approved, the USDA's Farm Service Agency helped me get the credit I needed. Now I don't have to sell, and I can pass the farm down to my kids the way Jim's dad passed it down to him. I know he'd like that.
Contact your local USDA service center or visit www.fsa.usda.gov.
Social Security is with you through life's journey from birth to retirement. As your life changes year to year, so do your needs. For over 80 years, Social Security has helped to meet your needs and is committed to improving access to the services that make a difference in your life. Today, you can verify your earnings, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, manage your benefits, and even change your address, all from the comfort of your home. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
You're listening to Dr. David DeRose on American Indian and Alaska Native Living. Your comments and questions are welcome. Call now at 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673. Here again is Dr. DeRose.
Welcome back to American Indian and Alaska Native Living. I'm Dr. David DeRose. Sitting across from me, a new friend, someone that I've actually been partnering with, our show has been partnering with since the inception of Dene Adventist Radio, Kenneth Kirtley. Kenneth, but it's I was so thankful that you came by the booth here at this.
It was meant to happen. I'm glad that I ran into you.
And so I'm enjoying just dialoguing with you. I enjoy some of the beautiful, you've got flyers, you've got some nice, you know, keychains, stickers. You're giving them out to folks here,
absolutely,
helping them to catch the vision for what you're doing. And let's say somebody's tuning in right now and they say, hey, wait a minute, DeRose was mentioning keychains and stickers. Are these stuff hard to come by? Or if someone called and said, hey, I want to talk up the show, can I get some stickers?
Yeah, I mean, if anybody listening would like to, want a bumper sticker, a keychain, a flyer, more information, they could actually do so. And our number that they could do is 505-427-3536. Again, that 505-427-3536. And that'll go straight to us. And if you wanted any bumper stickers, any information about the station, they can always find it there.
I love it. So let me get that number again. For those of you that are tuning in, we got two ways to contact. If you didn't catch us in the previous segment, the website, Dene Adventist Radio, D-I-N-E, AdventistRadio.org. And then we've got the phone number, 505-427-3536. So, Kenneth, I feel like folks would like to get to know you a little bit better. So,
right.
We started talking about your vast radio background over 20 years. Tell us how you got into radio to begin with.
I mean, I was a quiet kid in high school. And my teacher at the time, his family owned our local radio station, and asked me one day, would you like to be on the radio? And I told him, I was like, no, not really, because I was a quiet kid growing up, so I didn't really think of it. And he told me, go by the station, try it out. If you like it, then we can continue doing it. So I went. First time I turned on the mic, my heart was pounding. I was just reading a liner, and I felt it. But, you know, I kept going back, and I kept getting better and better. And I had to pretty much train myself.
Wow.
And whenever I got into a commercial radio out in Albuquerque, New Mexico, I just realized how much I didn't know. So I started reporting traffic, and then I eventually did some on-air shifts on the weekends, did some night programming. And yeah, so I mean, I just kind of delved into everything there. And like I said before, I wanted to get out after 20 plus years because it was just becoming exhausting for me mentally. But something kept me in, and I just realized what it was, and it was the NAD Minutes Radio.
Tell me a little bit more about this, the background, because you have a fascinating background. I'm looking at the flyer. I'm looking at these bumper stickers and keychains. And you mentioned that you also have a graphics design background.
Exactly.
You're the designer of all this stuff.
Yeah. So I went to school for graphic design and got my bachelor's in graphic design. And I mean, nowadays, there are a lot of graphic designers, so it's kind of hard to get work for stuff. But I still love doing it. I love recording video. I love designing stuff. And I knew I was going to use it for something.
Uh-huh.
And you know, like I said, it all came full circle for me with radio, for graphic design. I get to do all that with this station, with this ministry.
That is tremendous. So you have a background. You were a reporter. You were doing traffic reporting. You were doing voiceovers. So you were the voice that people never saw. Of course, they never see any of us on
radio. Right.
But you also had a strong background in production. Did I understand that right? So tell us a little bit of how that came about.
Producing stuff was always something that I loved doing. I learned from a lot of friends, just sitting over their shoulders, watching them, asking them questions. Why did you do that? You know, why did you do this? And they would tell me their philosophies on it. And then on the weekends, before I had a wife and kids, I would just be on my computer voicing random things and just producing it. And I would produce stuff for my old local radio station, and they would play it. So it was just a lot of coming up with stuff just to produce and try to, you know, keep the creativity going.
So, you know, I don't think we've ever really talked with folks about the mechanics of producing a show.
Right.
You know, people think, oh, well, here DeRose is at a venue. Just stick a microphone in front of someone, and then you just throw it on the air. It takes a little bit more than that, doesn't it?
I mean, it takes a lot of planning. I mean, you could do it that way. You know, just throw a mic in front of someone, and they'll say whatever. But planning it, producing it, I mean, just like you said, a lot of work goes into producing it. So, I mean, some people have the producers and the staff that does it, but others don't. They have to create it, and they have to produce it and do everything to make sure that it sounds the way it sounds when you hear it.
So we're doing some exciting things with our show. There's a lot of work. You and I both know we call it post-production. So after you record something, cleaning it up, making sure the volumes are right. Because our show goes out on multiple networks, all of the networks want something a little bit different, a little bit different format, a little bit different length, maybe some more breaks for different stations. So all of that happens after we record the show. And we're actually in the same position you are. We're basically grabbing a number of, or actually getting the word out, really.
Right.
Talking about other folks who would like to collaborate with us in some of our American Indian and Alaska Native Living broadcasts. And also looking at some people to help on the production end, some people who get some experience and training in. So we're in the same mode, and we're really excited about it. Well, Kenneth, I'm really thankful that you've got one of your associates here, and we've got her all mic'd up. And I'm going to let you introduce yourself, please.
Yes, my name is Tamara Peshlikai, and I'll introduce myself in Navajo, too. We introduced through our clan. So, Yad'e She'e Tamara Peshlikai Yenishye, Todaj Itne Neshle, Dot Bidahne E Bashishin, Tratni Sahne E Dashache, Dot Tachitne E Dashinale, Akot A E Dene Asana Neshle.
And for those who don't know the Navajo language, what all did you share with us?
So I shared our clanship. So we go by our mother, father, paternal and maternal grandparents, their clans that they have. And that's how we can identify with each other so we know who's a relative, who's related, who's not related. And at the end, I said, this is how I am a Navajo woman.
Very nice. So, Tamara, you have been part of this Diné Adventist Radio from its inception. So tell us a little bit about what you're doing.
I was asked just about this 2021 to consider being part of the committee to help advise. And at the time, I wasn't really involved other than attending meetings. And so, but as things started to get things moving with it, then I was able to, because I'm a licensed clinical social worker myself, I was able to participate in providing programs. And not just myself, we have another person who helps as well. And we have mental health discussions that we do weekly on the radio.
I love this concept. It doesn't matter whether a person tuning in today is Native or whether they're a listener from any kind of background. Today, mental health is such a compelling issue. So many mental health crises, no matter what a person's background is. But tell us a little bit about what kind of content you're developing. Is it more of dialogue or you're answering questions? What would someone hear if they listened to your program?
We're like 20 programs in. So it's new to myself and Kim Pearson, who's also helping me. He's the co-host. And so we really just, you know, we're just now developing. So we decided let's just do program topics, mental health related topics, and just have a discussion about it. And then we do interviews as well. And so we try to integrate faith into the programming and cover. So far, we've been addressing trauma primarily, and then we'll move on to other topics.
That's exciting. So tell me a little bit, too, about the language that you're using, because I know you're broadcasting some programming in Navajo and others in English. Is the programming that you're doing, is it Navajo, English, a combination?
So we're doing English only at the time because we really haven't, you know, we're still working on figuring out how we can get this, the translation interpreting. And so we don't have anyone yet, but other programs do provide the Navajo.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're only doing English, which for the most part, many of the Navajos know the English language. Mostly the elderly are the ones that that understand the Navajo more, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, just English, but we're working on something so that we can provide these programs in Navajo too.
So if someone goes to the Diné Adventist Radio website and they want to hear your show, what's the name of the program?
The program is called Jesus Beijing, which means Jesus is our well-being. And so Hojong is part of the Navajo culture. They use it. Now, traditional Navajos use the word Hojong, and it has the same meaning, the well-being, that you have harmony and balance in your living. And so we added Jesus to that because we know Jesus is the one that provides, you know, all the balance and, you know, harmony for us. If we know him.
Tamara, I know you guys have a presence here at this ASI convention where we're recording live. I'm just so thankful that you and Kenneth were able to pull away, take some of your time where people are learning about what you're doing to share with our listeners. So thank you so very much for being my guest today.
All right. Thank you. Yeah.
We got to step away just briefly. We're going to come back with some other great guests that we're interviewing here at the ASI International Convention in Orlando, Florida. I'm Dr. David DeRose. We'll be back with more right after these important messages. Stay tuned.
American Indian and Alaskan Native Living will continue in a moment. If you have questions or comments about today's pre-recorded broadcast, please contact us on the web at aianl.org or call 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673.
A message from the National Police Association. It used to be that any able-bodied person would offer to assist a police officer in danger. Now, passersby are more likely to take a video. There's a better use for your phone when an officer's in trouble. Call 911. Tell the operator where you are and what you see. Then, start your video to provide evidence later. To learn more about how you can assist law enforcement, visit nationalpolice.org. That's nationalpolice.org.
Unlike other health concerns, mental illness is not always easy to see. Depression won't show up on an eye chart, and you can't measure it on your bathroom scale. Sorting out a mental health concern is not something to attempt on your own. You won't find a bipolar disorder by looking at a thermometer. Like many other health conditions, help for mental illness takes professional diagnosis and treatment. Anxiety won't just go away under a stick-on bandage. So the sooner you seek treatment, the better. If you or a loved one has a mental health concern, don't go it alone. Find out what to do. For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Learn more at samhsa.gov/support. That's samhsa.gov/support.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
You're listening to Dr. David DeRose on American Indian and Alaska Native Living. Your comments and questions are welcome. Call now at 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673. Here again is Dr. DeRose.
Welcome back to American Indian and Alaska Native Living. I'm Dr. David DeRose. We are here in this live venue. If you're picking up some of the ambient noise, a lot of excitement here at the ASI International Convention in Orlando, Florida. There are many amazing people. There's content producers, there's network managers, there's health experts. And across from me is one of those people, Carlos Padero. It's great to have you with us, Carlos.
Thank you, David. It's good to see you and good to be with you.
Folks who are regular listeners to our show, they've heard your voice before. But you're more known for your role with Safe TV. Tell us a little bit about Safe TV if some who are tuning in today have no idea what that is.
All right. Safe TV is a television network that is, by God's grace, all over the world now. The purpose of Safe TV, the mission of Safe TV, is reaching the secular world for Jesus Christ. Our emphasis is trying to reach out to a community that may be devoid of understanding who God is.
Mm.
And so how do we do that? Well, let's say that we want to reach some fishermen or some golfers or some surfers. And well, am I going to go ahead and put a whole Bible course in front of their nose? It won't work. So if I'm going to reach a golfer, I'm going to put a golfing program that will be entertaining, educational, and inspiring to them. The same with other activities, whether it's health, whether it's finances, whether it's farming. So Safe TV provides a variety of programs throughout the day that draws people to things of their interest. And as they are going through the channel, and hopefully they stay with us because of the content, they will also find inspirational programs, programs that will lead them to something better and bigger than just what is in front of our nose, and meaning hopefully they'll find our Lord and Savior Jesus. And of course, we air programs from a Dr. David DeRose.
No, we appreciate the partnership. We've worked together on a number of programs. Yeah.
But also, one of our great interests is trying to reach out to communities that they need to listen to this wonderful message of God's love for them. Not that they don't know it, but perhaps packaged in a way that is easier to embrace. And that is the Native American community and the First Nations peoples in Canada.
Many people love what you've done in Indian country. You've worked with a Native producer, Monty Church.
Yes.
Many know Monty's name. Tell us a little bit about this relationship.
Well, Monty is my buddy. We just, in fact, he taught me how to play golf pretty much. And what a habit that he gave me here is it drives me nuts because he's a good golfer. I'm not. And but so every time we go out, we have fun together. But above all of this fun that we have as brothers in Christ, Molly is a consecrated Mohican Native American that has dedicated his life, found the Lord when he was a child, and has dedicated his entire life to bringing the gospel to his people. And so about 25 or more years ago, I was introduced to Monty because he was looking for that producer that would help him produce this vision that he had, and that was to bring the gospel to the Native communities. And so we talked about what we could do and how it may look, and we ended up going out to national parks and really beautiful scenery that that brings and evokes the great power of our Creator God. And he's an incredible outdoorsman, good hunter, good fisherman. And so we did all kind of, my goodness, we've done 72 movies now.
Really?
And
it's amazing.
It's been just really a lot of fun. But the main thing is that a lot of Native Americans and Native people from other places as well, besides the U.S., that they have embraced the gospel. They have embraced a new life. They have discovered victory through the power of God. As a result of Monty storytelling.
Mm-hmm.
And this you can see, by the way, on Safe TV every single week, you know, and on the Safe TV app on your phone or your Android, you go there and you enter the word Safe TV or Safe TV for you too. And that one is Safe TV number 4, letter U number 2 for you too.
I want to make sure we don't go by this too quick. So if somebody is just on...
If they are on the computer,
okay,
simply go to safetv.org.
Okay.
And when you open that, it will say the word live on the top. You touch that, boom, you're on the air.
Okay.
You're looking.
Simply safetv.org.
Correct.
Okay.
Now, on your phone,
mm-hmm,
if you are on a village and you want to share some of the things with others, download our app.
Okay.
On your phone or on your Android.
Mm-hmm.
So you go to add to the App Store.
Right.
And when you open that, you enter the word Safe TV.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the apps we have. But we have a second app,
okay,
called Safe TV for you too.
Okay.
Number 4, letter U, number 2, for you too. Safe TV for you too. You put that on your phone on the searching on the app and boom. You are watching Safe TV live, but also you have every single one of the Native video programs that we produce with Monty.
And you can watch on demand.
On demand.
Just click on it.
VOD.
Okay. Okay.
Right there, anywhere in the world.
Now, Carlos, we've been talking about this on this show. Earlier in the show, I had some folks from Diné Adventist Radio talking about this tension in Indian country. And the tension, as I describe it, as I work with people across Indian country, is we use the term Christian, or we talk about Jesus. And of course, many First Nation peoples, they've embraced Christ. That's something that brings warm thoughts to them. But there's many others in Indian country that have not had pictures of Christianity that were very endearing. You know, we go back to boarding schools run by so-called Christian organizations that were anything but kind and loving and supportive. And so this is just my perspective. You tell me if I'm resonating with kind of Monty's vision and your vision. When I've watched your programming, it seems like here I'm watching a First Nation person, Monty Church, and he's sharing from his Native background how he sees the God of the Bible as being a God that loves and speaks and cares for First Nation peoples. And he's sharing things in a language that is understandable to folks with that cultural heritage. Is that kind of what he was trying to do, or am I misreading things?
No, I think that you're right. The thing that Monty does is not necessarily a strategy, you know, to try to get something. That's the way he is. I mean, he, as a Native American, person, and then when he goes to Canada with the First Nations people, as they call the natives in Canada, he basically brings to the table, to the conversation, the concept that, hey, we've been around for a while, you know, and like he told me one time, he's pretty funny, because we know we were the first ones here. I said, yeah, of course. You know why? I said, why? Because we have reservations. Actually, what he does is brings up the fact that we have a creator, and the terms that this is brought up in Indian country has a variety of names. They call it the grandfather, the great spirit, mm-hmm. God, our creator God. And the entire approach that he has is simply just to have our native communities return to where they were before in relationship to God, and the fact that they are convinced and completely aware that there is a creator out there. And so what Moni does is just return us all to that creatorship, but then it goes beyond. Did you know that he sent his special ambassador, he sent Jesus Christ, to reveal to you how you can have the power to overcome those areas in your life that you may not be very proud of. And so the entire concept is not necessarily church, and organization, even though that is a great part of the community, but the fact that there is out there a God that loves you dearly. In fact, he calls you his children. And it's just a way of revealing that and have them regain that connection. And boy, when that happens, it's a wonderful thing to see. We have seen thousands of Native Americans, First Nations people, that have changed their lives as a result of embracing the power that comes directly from the Creator. I mean, how do you get rid of hate? I mean, and you can imagine, here comes this powerful community from another continent, uh-huh. and takes over your land, takes over your everything you own, and then on top of that, calls you a savage, you know. And then, wait a minute, we've been around, you know. And so it takes the power of God for people to really surrender their emotions. And it has God to give him the wisdom to know how to handle these kinds of things.
And I know sometimes that, you know, in Christian circles, religious circles, surrender may sound positive. But I mean, folks who maybe aren't on that part of the journey, Monty isn't calling anyone to lay aside native sovereignty or anything like that. He's not putting down any of the First Nation values.
At all. Naturally, we all recognize that cultures have some incredible valuable things in their culture that we need to continue to maintain. I mean, we love to see the Native community continue with their powwows, with their dances, with their music, with all of the things they do, and so on. There may be some areas in where perhaps we might be able to, or Monty is trying to help them look at another option, you know. If you have a problem with alcoholism, for instance, is that the best way to go? You know, he may suggest to you that there are better ways to find a high or a relief of your pain. And so those are the kinds of things that we're talking about. Money is not trying to change anything that will destroy, you know.
I love that, the affirming approach, the storytelling, the beautiful native scenery. If you're able to stay by in our final segment, we want to talk about some of the themes that you've covered in some of the different episodes with Monty.
I'd be delighted to.
We have to step away just briefly. Carlos Pereiro, sitting across from me, he is the president, CEO of Safe TV at safetv.org. He's going to come back with some exciting information about native programming that you can take advantage of at any time. That's our final segment coming up right after this.
Today's broadcast has been pre-recorded. However, if you have questions about today's show or would like further information, please call 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673. We'll be right back after this.
Hello, I'm Dr. David DeRose, host of American Indian and Alaska Native Living Radio, with a special word of appreciation for all of you who make this show possible. This radio show comes to you as the result of generous donors who have given us the ability to produce this broadcast for over 20 years. Some of these donors also support our sister programming that is released through Timeless Healing Insights at timelesshealinginsights.org. You've likely heard us speak about some of those free programs on previous episodes. If you haven't, we have comprehensive programs that use short online videos to help with high blood pressure, obesity, diabetes, and more. Because of that strong connection, TimelessHealingInsights.org provides a single website to access our radio archives and other free health programs that can help you, your family, and your tribe. Thanks again to all of you who make these quality resources available.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
What is a number story?
My number story started with fear and a lack of support, and it has led me to be there for others.
A number story begins in our childhood with ACEs, adverse childhood experiences.
My number story begins with the separation from my father and the emotional abandonment from my mother, and leads to me being a role model to not only myself, but those around me by becoming the person that wasn't there for me.
ACEs are so common, 2/3 of us have one.
My number story begins with drug abuse and homelessness, and leads to realizing that I can live life by my own standards.
A study found the more ACEs, the more likely we may experience a host of serious health effects, physical and mental, but that doesn't need to be the case. Your ACE number is simply an entry point to your own story. Where it leads is up to you.
My number story begins with years of emotional abuse, and leads to peace, clarity, and security in my self-worth.
Take control of where your number story leads at numberstory.org.
You're listening to Dr. David DeRose on American Indian and Alaska Native Living. Your comments and questions are welcome. Call now at 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673. Here again is Dr. DeRose.
Welcome back for our final segment of today's edition of American Indian and Alaska Native Living. Dr. David DeRose in our studios in the busy venue of the ASI International Convention being held in 2025, the month of July. Carlos Padero, president of Safe TV, safetv.org. We've been talking about some of the amazing Native programming that you've developed. You've been gracious enough on some of those episodes to invite me to share a few words.
Yes.
I think I may have joined both Gina and Ed on Native New Health, but we've been talking about Monty and his programming. Tell us about the two series that you have already that Monty Church hosts. What are those called?
The first one is Native New Day. There are 26 episodes there. The second one is Native New Life. You can find both of those on our app. It is video on demand. If you have your phone, you look at your search engine there and enter the app Safe TV or Safe TV for U2. Number four, letter U, number two. Those are the two apps we have either on iPhones or Androids.
Mm-hmm.
When you get that, you have both of those series, 26 episodes each, with Monday Church. And they are just a fantastic journey throughout this wonderful continent of ours, America, all throughout the U.S. and several places in Alaska. Monty is a lover of nature, mm-hmm. and he's a great storyteller, very gentle, very kind. He's a Mohican descent native. And so we were privileged, I've been privileged to work with him, but also to learn more and more about the culture.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, did I learn a lot, you know, and I love the way the Native Americans and even First Nations people in Canada, they speak, you know, they speak with pauses because they are thinking every single thing they say. And they do not appreciate somebody interjecting something in between because you may think that they're taking too much time to talk, but they are very deep thinkers. And I've learned to respect that culture and even the body language. Everything they do is just like a poem, you know. It's like art. It's just lovely.
So we love what you guys have produced. I also alluded to the other Native theme series, which is a health series.
Yes.
Called Native New Health.
Uh-huh.
Tell us a little bit about what someone could expect to find with that programming.
Okay. Native New Health is another series we've done. Both of the hosts are Canadian First Nations people, Gina Gobash and Edward Dunn. Highly educated individuals in their realm of education on health and social studies and counseling and so on. We've done 22, I believe, of that series. And we go through the most common ailments that Native communities face, both in the U.S. as well as in Canada. And for that matter, this is being used in Australia, in New Zealand, Africa, because a lot of the Native communities have the same problems. One is like diabetes,
mm-hmm.
weight management as a result of perhaps being exposed to food that is not the traditional food of those cultures. Their bodies have become obese, and this causes all these other problems, cancer. And as you know, as a doctor, all these ailments are derivative of the choices one makes regards to their lifestyle.
Or forced to make, right? In the case of First Nation peoples, move to reservations, and put on commodity foods and things.
Mm-hmm. And that's something that we always say, hey, if you had it your way, would you be eating everything that they give you there? Or would you want to get your instruments of hunting and go out there and get your game and get your fish and grow your own food and go gathering the types of things that traditionally have kept you guys trim, healthy, strong. And so this is something that through the programs that we did with Ed and Gina, both of them being keenly aware of these problems, alcoholism, suicide, stress management, environmental issues, spousal abuse is also a big problem. Mm-hmm. So many of these subjects are there. And incidentally, again, when you download the app for Safe TV or Safe TV for YouTube, right below when you open it, there will be VOD, video on demand, videos that has every single one of these subjects for free.
I love it. This is so great. And I know that... you continue to have a vision, you and Monty both, to produce new programs.
Yeah, we're working on some new.
So what have we got in the pipeline for folks to say, hey, well, listen, I've already been to Safe TV. I've watched all the, you got 70 or more episodes that are strictly Native content.
Yeah, right now. Those are the ones you find on the app right now.
So tell us about the new series that you got in the works.
It's called Native New Trails.
Huh.
Cool name.
I like it. Native New Trails. But you got me scratching my head. Where is these trails going to lead me?
Well, to God.
Huh.
We don't try to tell individuals you are just an unbeliever, you are just an atheist. No, we simply say, hey, let's have a re-encounter with our loving creator, God. But you know what? He's got his message. He has his vision on a book that Chief Joseph called it the Book of Heaven.
Huh.
The Bible.
So Chief Joseph said that?
Yeah.
Okay.
He said, this is the Book of Heaven. And so that's how we refer to throughout the series. We call the Book of Heaven, the Bible, the Book of Heaven. This new series is trying to reveal the steps that God will want you to walk on this new trail that will bring you to happiness and eventually to eternal life. Because as we know, the Native communities do believe that life doesn't end here.
Right, right.
So the Great Spirit wants to lead you to a life that will bring you happiness here, but also happiness forever in a new land as you walk through the trail of life.
So let me see if I've got this this vision straight. What I hear you folks doing, you and Monty, the team that produced the shows, basically saying, you know, we're here to reaffirm what First Nation peoples have known all along. And what we find in this this Book of Heaven, the Bible, rightly understood, is basically affirming truths that Native Americans, indigenous peoples throughout the Americas, whatever you want to refer to those original inhabitants of this continent, recognized. And we're affirmed, this book affirms that and yet gives further guidance into some of the things that your elders appreciated. So it's not, here we're telling you something that you didn't know. It's saying, let's reconnect with Native roots. Is that kind of the general theme?
You got it. In fact, I was just in this convention you're in, the ASI convention, Adventist Services Industries Convention, I have a booth.
Uh-huh.
And in my booth, as you probably have seen, I'm constantly airing the Native programs because they are so visually appealing. I mean, we shot these things in all the national parks. I mean, gorgeous. But we also have places that people have never seen. For instance, in Idaho, I won't tell you where it is, we found a petroglyphs that in that petroglyph scenario, the whole story of Noah and the ark is there.
That's crazy.
This is thousands of years ago, before the whites ever came.
What episode is this? Do you remember?
I'm trying to remember. It's number four or five of the Native New Life series.
Okay, yeah. We got to check it out. I've got to get there. I've seen some of this stuff, but you got my interest. We have to close out the show. It's always that way. But I love what you've been doing, Carlos, you, and make sure you send Monty my regards.
Sure.
Carlos Padero, president of Safe TV, again, safetv.org. Thank you so much, Carlos.
God bless you all.
And with that ends today's edition of American Indian and Alaska Native Living. Hopefully today's show has helped you gain some greater perspective on things that can make a difference in your life. As always, I'm Dr. DeRose, wishing you the very best of health.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.